With that said, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning?
There's been quite a change of upper command at our office. And they came in and they fired two directors.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you're in the Department of Corrections.
I am in the Department of Corrections. And so my director is gone. And the director of general services is gone. They both lost the same day. And so now we're in flux, dealing with what's going on. Who's going to be where? You know, we have temporary interim people. But, you know, everything's in an uproar. Everyone's on edge. All the people that are SES, especially. It's a little bit of turmoil.
Yeah.
Just continue prayers for family. There's hard feelings, people that, you know, don't.
Yeah, the whole world's in a flux. Relationships, family, and it's not only in our country, the whole world seems to be going to. I don't know what's going on, but thank God we have faith and we have hope, and that something much better is ahead for us. So with that, we keep it in prayer.
One other thing. I bought Jesus Calling this year. Whenever I went to buy the Bible at Books a Million, they have a 20th anniversary commemorative edition, and her Sarah Young's daughter went ahead and had the book done in memory of her mother, who lost her battle with cancer last year.
Yeah.
And she has added new writings that she did not publish with her original book, and it's really cool because she took the bottom part of the book, and it's in blue, and some of Sarah Young's sayings and words are written in bold.
Oh, cool.
So she did it in memory, and it's a commemorative edition, and there's a lot of new stuff that she added that, and I wasn't paying attention, and I was reading it before I came, and I said, oh, but it's really well done.
Good.
And she talked about her life, and they went all over the world with their ministry.
Well, hopefully we're going to try to do some midweek services and some planning and different things like that. So it might be a good study. So thank you for sharing that, Donnie.
Is the meeting going to be in this building? Or
in the fellowship hall. On Thursday?
I don't have to cut the water back on the meeting.
No.
And Friday was 1 year ago on my head.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yay!
You can start dancing again now.
No.
Not
that good.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Miss Judy.
Yeah, Mike Sanders, my family, my brothers are just about the same. They're not any better, they're not any worse, but we know of. And our granddaughter had a wreck this week. She only had the baby with her, but it's over band, so she's without a vehicle right now. She had taken the baby for some tests and was on her way back home, and dropped her phone and reached out and picked it up. Next thing you know,
and boom, it hit,
boom. Didn't hurt nobody. She's got a little fracture, a little bit of soreness, but the baby wasn't hurt at all.
That seems to be a natural reaction, because I know I drop mine sometimes and I'll want to just start reaching for it right away rather than waiting. And it just distracted her long enough that, boop, the car in front of her and her met. Thank God it wasn't anybody seriously hurt. Her pride.
Right down from her house.
Right down from her house, yeah.
They usually
spend a mile
if you get real comfortable.
How's everything going with you, Janie?
I was back at work half-time this week in the office. It's going to be a longer haul than I thought to be full, 100% everybody was grateful that I was there, and they're very understanding and encouraging me to go home.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's nice. And that's what we need to do. What about your in-laws? How are they getting along?
Spoke to my father-in-law. He seems to be doing well. Made a comment that Ruth had misplaced her keys. They've been missing for about 3 weeks. But the person who comes in and cleans up-dumped her recliner, I think for the third or fourth time, her keys finally fell out.
Oh, no.
If that's the worst that he has to say, then I think they're doing well.
They're doing good, good. How about Betty? How's your sister doing? She's still living in South Florida, isn't she?
The sister in South Florida is doing fine. The one in Central Florida has hip problems and knee problems.
Oh, my goodness.
And our brother-in-law's having knee replacement on their way to bed. The second baby.
And Phil, how's Phil doing?
Staying close to home. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much.